Madam Chair, I just wanted to point out that in paragraph 27, my delegation agrees that we should have a reference to the fact that Article 6 was invoked by Russia at the Security Council, and we have some proposed factual language regarding that. We think it's also important that we include that the Security Council considered the draft resolution and decided not to establish a commission to investigate its claims. Thank you. Regarding paragraph 27 and Iran's suggestion that we express deep concern, we don't see a need to do that. Regarding 31 bis and Russia's proposal on biomedical rapid reaction units, in addition to the statements we've already made over the years regarding this proposal, we see that there is simply no role for such units in the implementation of Article 6. Biomedical units, Russia's and those of others, such as Germany, could be considered as a national assistance capability, perhaps in the context of Article 7. Regarding the proposal for 31 TER, as we previously explained, while the convention authorizes states' parties to lodge certain complaints with the Security Council, this forum cannot dictate to the Security Council how to proceed once it receives a complaint. As the text of Article 6 makes clear, it's up to the Security Council to determine, in accordance with the UN Charter, how to consider any complaint it receives pursuant to Article 6, including whether and how to conduct any investigation. Regarding Iran's references to an impartial body for consideration and investigation of the complaint of breach of obligations, we believe that Article 6 is quite clear that states' parties can lodge such complaints with the UN Security Council. The Security Council can consider such complaints and then decide whether to conduct an investigation or not. This is the mechanism established by the Convention, and we see no need to establish a different mechanism. In addition, we believe that it should it be decided to conduct an investigation into an alleged use of biological weapons, the UN Security Secretary General's mechanism may be an appropriate tool for that purpose. We also do not share the doubts regarding the Secretary General's mechanism contained in Iran's proposals, nor do we support the call for multilaterally negotiated legally binding instrument for a balanced and non-discriminatory implementation of the provisions of the Convention, including a verification mechanism, which my colleagues have already addressed in reviewing other proposals. Finally, Madam Chair, we fully agree with the Philippines that the Secretary General's mechanism serves as an investigatory tool and would be pleased to work with them on language that makes clear this tool could be available to the Security Council should the Security Council decide to proceed with an investigation in the event of a complaint involving an alleged use of biological weapons. But as our head of delegation has made clear, we don't believe it is appropriate for the RevCon to invite the Security Council to take action. And as we have stated regarding similar proposals and other articles, we don't accept the reference to a legally binding instrument. Thank you.